EPA's decision to reduce the fuel mandates under the renewable fuel standard has many related to the biofuels industry confused. One of those is Bob Dineen with the Renewable Fuels Association.
Why is this administration telling us to produce less of a clean-burning American fuel? And that's in effect what they are doing by reducing the base RFS from the 14.4 billion gallons required by the statute to, give or take, but about 13 billion gallons, when we can do far more. We are in the midst of harvesting the single largest corn crop in our nation's history, 14 billion bushels. And this would take 500 million bushels of demand away from farmers who planted that historic corn crop on the promise of a growing renewable fuels market, not a artificially constrained one, but every other renewable fuel as well. You're seeing record production of biodiesel today. You're seeing the commercial production of cellulosic ethanol and other advanced biofuels. This is exactly the wrong time to be reducing the required volumes of renewable fuels as opposed to increasing them.
However, as usual on the issue of renewable fuels, the ag industry is again split on EPA's decision, as a coalition of livestock and poultry groups released a statement applauding the action, saying that the inflexible RFS mandate continues to have a detrimental impact on the economy and makes feeding animals risky because our industries are not competing on a level playing field. The statement goes on to add that even though the reduction is a step in the right direction, it's the responsibility of Congress to find a lasting solution to put livestock and poultry producers back on equal standing in the marketplace. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.